Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Brand Builders Dubai. I'm Sarah, your host, always on the lookout for those golden marketing nuggets.
And I'm Armin, joining you today as your guest with plenty of stories and tips about building brand authority, especially in the bustling heart of Dubai.
We're so glad to have you here, Armin. For those just tuning in, today we'll be talking about using content marketing to carve out your space as a real authority in Dubai's ever-evolving market.
Absolutely. Dubai is such a fascinating place for brands to grow, with its super diverse audience and fast-moving business landscape.
Totally. Let's kick things off. Could you tell us why content marketing is so important for brands trying to stand out in Dubai?
Sure thing. Content marketing is the secret sauce that enables brands to not only showcase their expertise, but also build trust with both local and international audiences. In Dubai's competitive market, having valuable, relevant content sets you apart from brands that are just making noise.
Makes sense. And I imagine the mix of cultures and languages in Dubai means you really have to know your audience, right?
Right on point, Sarah. Dubai is a melting pot, so it pays to localize your content. That could mean everything from using Arabic in your posts to tailoring your visuals and stories for international visitors or expats. Don't be afraid to show that you get the market and value its unique dynamics.
I love that. Speaking of getting the market, I've noticed brands here are big on sharing how-to guides, hosting community events, and even working with local influencers. What kind of content do you think resonates most with Dubai audiences?
People here love useful, authentic content. Think educational blog posts, quick video tutorials, or behind-the-scenes glimpses of your company culture. Also, highlighting your brand's community involvement goes a long way, since there's such a focus on networking and collaboration. And don't forget visual storytelling. Dubai audiences are super savvy on Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
Visuals definitely rule the roost. Now, what are some common slip-ups you see brands making with their content here?
Sometimes brands forget to incorporate cultural sensitivities, like being mindful of holidays or local values. Another mistake is being too salesy. The focus should be creating value, not just pushing products. If you help, educate, and entertain your audience, the sales will follow.
Brilliant advice. And I know our listeners are hungry for actionable tips. If you had to give a brand just getting started in Dubai one piece of advice, what would it be?
Start with listening. Pay attention to what people are talking about in your niche. Join in on community conversations, collaborate with micro-influencers, and don't overlook the power of Arabic content alongside English. Blend tradition with innovation and let your authentic voice shine through.
I love that. A blend of tradition and innovation. Now, before we wrap up, let's dive into some practical strategies for marketing and sales in Dubai, because we know this is where the magic happens.
Absolutely, Sarah. So, here's the scoop. Effective marketing in Dubai is really about being both strategic and adaptable. First off, understanding cultural nuances can't be overstated. Respect for local traditions and holidays, incorporating both Arabic and English in your campaigns, and being sensitive to what matters to your audience is a must.
Such a key point. And what about connecting with both locals and internationals?
Great question. For locals, try engaging Arabic-speaking influencers and running social campaigns around events like Ramadan or National Day. For international customers, focus on content that highlights Dubai's global flair. Think destination marketing, luxury experiences, and cosmopolitan lifestyles.
Social media here is seriously next level. What platforms do you recommend?
Instagram and TikTok are hugely popular, especially for lifestyle and fashion brands. LinkedIn is the go-to for B2B. And don't underestimate WhatsApp. It's big for direct customer communication here. Pair your campaigns with great visuals, local hashtags, and collaborate with regional influencers who already have the trust of your audience.
Let's talk sales for a sec. What techniques really move the needle in such a competitive scene?
Strong relationships matter in Dubai. Personalized service, fast responses, and reward programs keep people coming back. Attending industry events, trade shows, and even hosting mini workshops can instantly boost credibility. And never underestimate a good loyalty program. They work wonders for customer retention.
You're dropping some serious wisdom today. Any final words to get our listeners motivated and ready to go?
Absolutely. If you really want to drive growth in Dubai, focus on understanding your audience, stay agile with your digital tactics, and always deliver real value. Blend local flavor with global trends, keep the conversation going on social, and build genuine connections. The Dubai market rewards creativity, respect, and consistency. So go out there, make an impact, and watch your brand take off.
That's the Dubai way. Before we wrap, listeners, what content strategies have worked for you, or what challenges have you faced in the Dubai market? Drop your thoughts in the comments or tag us on social media.
And if you have ideas or questions for future episodes, we'd love to hear them. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, keep building, keep connecting, and never stop growing your brand authority.
Catch you next time on Brand Builders Dubai.